Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Alan from San Diego.
Wow, a lot of people. Yeah? Thank you. Hi, everybody. My name is Alan. I'm an alcoholic. It's the first time I've spoke anywhere, so bear with me. I had my first drink around 1977. I was nine. And my last drink was April 25th of 2007. In between that time was 30 years of bullshit. You know, I had a good time. You know, it was all right. But it was always at the expense of other people. My whole life, I found enjoyment at the expense of other people, by hurting them, by lying to them, by putting them down to make myself feel better. And the alcohol just gave me the illusion that everything was okay, that everything in my life was okay, that I was okay. You know, I thought I had everything, and I had nothing. I thought I had been everywhere. And I've been to like 35 or 40 countries, but I'd never been anywhere. You know, I stayed stuck inside my head that whole freaking time. And I just kept drinking more and more and more. And I knew I was alcoholic. I knew I was alcoholic when I got here to Alcoholics Anonymous. And I realized that in my early 20s. And continued to drink alcoholically for 20, 30, another 15, 17 years. Hospitals, ICUs, all that good stuff as a direct result of my drinking. Family, marriage, home, all that stuff. Gave it away. Fucking give me a drink, you know. It talks about, I think, in the big book somewhere, you know, Bill had told his wife that businessmen, you know, come up with their grandest schemes and dreams and everything else when they're drunk. And I could sit at home at night and climb into that bottle of booze, and I would solve everything. All my problems were fixed. I could judge everybody. They did this. They did that. And I could come up with a plan, a freaking plan for the next day. And when I walked out that door, it just seems invariably that every day that all came crashing down. And I did not think I'd be 40 years old, being back here in San Diego, living in a sober living, not really having a pot to piss in. Don't have a car. I make a lot of money. But I have a lot of friends today. I have Alcoholics Anonymous today. I moved to Billings, Montana in 1997. I was married. Had a little boy. And drank myself into a stupor every night. And last year, I didn't know what else to do. I was running out of options. There were no options left. I tried to think through it so many times. How can I fix this? How can I make this right? How can I fix my life? And to no avail. Nothing worked. I took half-hearted stabs at getting sober in 2002. Went to a nice 30-day spin drive where we got to do bead therapy and work on myself. Fuck. That's just that was bullshit. You know, I got out the first time, and I ran on self-will. You know, I tried to live in the fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous and not the program. You know, I could go into the meeting and look good. Hi, how you doing, Alan? Oh, everything's great. And I'd be up inside my head, saying, fuck, I don't know what to do. I'm scared. But I couldn't admit that to people. I couldn't admit that I was hurting. I didn't know what to do. And all these thoughts. I thought that if I put the alcohol down, that everything, I could continue to live the way that I did and do the things that I did and be fine. And I learned painfully that that's not true. So I drank again and again and again and again and relapsed a dozen times. And finally last year, I lost a job in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. Seeing army men in the trees doing outside issues and drinking, you know, and this little town where the groundhog is really small, and they found out that I was having a bit of an episode. So I lost my job, and I moved back home with my son. I'm a single parent, and God, my 10-year-old boy, he lived my alcoholism right along with me. Right beside me, you know, right beside me holding the chaser while Dad's out in front of the liquor store pounding some booze and puking it up because I couldn't even hold the first drink until I got settled down. And kids are great. They're very resilient. Today I have a relationship with my son, and I've made amends the best that I can to a 10-year-old. But I need to be an example today to him, and it's a living amends to him. And he'll be moving down here next year. So I got my car one day in Montana. My sponsor told me, Alan, you're not going to make it 100 miles. And he was right. I made it like 98 miles. And I had to hole up in a hotel for 2 days to detox myself the best I could. And then drove 1,000 miles that next day. And made it to Cedar Creek, Utah, where they found me in the meeting of the highway, incoherent and babbling and just not knowing what the hell was going on. And I wasn't drunk. The highway patrolman thought I was on heroin. And it was a result of severe potassium deficiency, severe dehydration. And I couldn't walk for a couple days. Did I stop drinking? Nope. Made it down to Escondido. Spent 3 days in an ICU there because I had a blood alcohol of like 0.383. And he said, you know, you don't look too good. You mean... So fuck, I'm fine. And they put me in a taxi cab after those 3 days and sent me to a detox down on Island Street. Downtown San Diego. Did the 21 days. Fuck, cured. Everything's good. Made it 10 hours. Got drunk. Because that's what I do. I'm an alcoholic. I drink. That was my solution. But I had an appointment for a long-term rehabilitation facility on a Monday. And I showed up on a Wednesday, drunk. But I showed up. And I spent the next 220 days in that rehab facility. One with a lot of structure and a lot of discipline and a lot of consequences. Some of you might know what that is. And I graduated from there. A couple of weeks ago, I walked the stage. But that is just the beginning. Alcoholics Anonymous has saved my life. I know that's an old cliche, and people hear it over and over again. It saved my life, but it has. You know, I guess it was the whole in new AA or out the window, and that's the point where I was at. You know, drinking I drink myself to death. That's what I'm going to do, and I really don't. I don't want to die. I've worked the 12 steps with my sponsor. I help others as much as I can. There's people that do a heck of a lot more than I do. But at times I'm able to put a hand out because I am responsible. That's what I'm being taught, that I'm responsible and anybody puts their hand out. I had one downtown where I live at my sober living. And this guy, he had just got out of the VOA. He only lasted 8 hours. And he felt so bad. He was beating himself up. What have I done? What have I done? I got drunk. I said, dude, that's what we do. But I have all these numbers. You know, I could have called all these people. And that is the 10 minutes. Thank you very much.